fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. This is the adventure of the Lone Ranger and the War Horse. Jeb Grundy sat in the hot sun on the doorstep of a small ranch house. His shoulders were slumped and his head was bowed and resting on his cupped hands. He heard horses approaching on the dusty road, but he didn't look up until a man's voice called. Two men were dismounting. One was an Indian. The other wore a mask. At first, Jeb Grundy was startled.
Why?
Then he laughed bitterly.
If this is a robbery, mister, you've come to the wrong place. I'm cleaned out.
We're not robbers. We want nothing but water for our horses.
Oh, well, help yourself. The trough's right over there.
We lead horses there, Kemosabe.
Thanks, Tonto.
Come, Silver. Come, Scott.
Are you Jeb Grundy?
Yes. How'd you know?
Captain Carter told me about you. He's a friend of mine.
I was a bugler in his company.
Yes, he told me. He said you'd left the army and bought this ranch.
If you're Captain Carter's friend, you're no outlaw in spite of that mask. Who are you?
The captain knows me as the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? Doggone, if I'd been thinking straight, I'd have known it was you when you called your partner Tonto and your horse Silver. I've heard a lot about you.
Jeb, you said you'd been cleaned out.
Yes, I owed money on this place, so today the sheriff held an auction sale. I'm out of debt, but everything's gone, including Solitaire. Now I have 4 weeks to vacate the property.
Who is Solitaire?
My horse. He carried me through many a hard battle. When he was going to be shot, I persuaded the colonel to let me have him. I was being mustered out, you see.
Had the horse grown too old?
No, he was right in his prime when he fell and hurt his leg. He had a bad limp, and the army decided to get rid of him. He doesn't limp anymore, but his leg is weak, so I kept it bandaged.
Jeb's horse had been bought by 12-year-old Billy Winters, who lived in Clarksville, about 15 miles away. Billy's widowed mother was in the kitchen at supper time when she looked through the window and saw Billy returning from the auction with a big black horse.
Billy, where did you get that horse?
At the auction.
But Billy, you had no money to buy a horse.
I had $10 I'd saved, so I bid $10. No one else would bid because Solitaire once had a bad leg. But he's fine now. Aren't you, Solitaire? We're going to win a lot of money, Mom. Enough so you'll be able to start the restaurant you've always talked about.
Billy, dear.
I mean it, Mom. I'm going to ride Solitaire in the big Frontier Day race.
Early the following morning, Billy went with Solitaire to a level, grassy plain. As he rode back and forth to exercise and strengthen his horse, he was watched by the Lone Ranger and Tonto, who had camped at the edge of a woods that bordered the plain.
Last night in town, me hear Billy plan to enter race.
The Frontier Day race is a long one, Tonto. Strength and courage count for more than speed. If you can strengthen his leg, and if Solitaire puts his heart into that race, you'll not be the last to finish. We could teach Billy how to ride in a race, and with Jeb Grundy's help, I... Here's a look.
Where you go, Kemosabe?
I'm going to ask Jeb to help Solitaire win that race. Easy, steady, big fella. Come on, Billy!
Frontier Day drew near. Clarksville was crowded with visitors. Most of the talk dealt with the big race. There was considerable laughter over the hopes of Billy Winters with his $10 war horse.
That critter will still be running the next day trying to finish the race.
They're laughing, Mom, but I don't care. Solitaire may not look as slick as the others, but he'll show them.
Billy, such faith as yours should be rewarded, but I hope you'll not be too disappointed.
No one knew that Billy and Solitaire went to the grassy plain each day at dawn, where they were met by the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Jeb Grundy. Daily, the three men taught the boy fine points of strategy and gave careful attention to the training of the horse, while Tonto rubbed and massaged the muscles in the leg that had been injured.
Now, Billy, go ahead. Ride to that post, then turn back.
Come on, Solitaire!
It was the day of the big race. Billy and Solitaire were in the center of a long row of horses and riders. The boy's mother was in the crowd to watch the start. Billy saw nothing of his masked friend, Tonto or Jeb Grundy. The starter raised his gun. As the long race settled down to a steady gait, Solitaire was running about halfway between the first horse and the last.
Come on, Solitaire!
There were nine horses ahead when Billy rounded the halfway mark and started back. The course lay across the grassy plain, close to the woods where the Lone Ranger and his friends had camped.
Come on, Solitaire! Come on, boy! Come on!
The great-hearted horse tried to give more. He passed two horses, but there were seven still in front, and the leg that had been injured was beginning to hurt. The racing horses were thundering past the woods, and then a big white stallion dashed from the trees with two men riding. It was Silver. The Lone Ranger was in the saddle, and behind the saddle rode a soldier. It was Jeb in his old uniform.
Come, Silver!
As Silver raced abreast, not far from Solitaire, Jeb Grundy raised his bugle. He sounded charge. Solitaire heard the bugle. It was the old familiar call to action. It was his beloved master back in battle. Solitaire forgot his leg. He found new strength for a great surge of speed. He passed two horses, then a third.
Come on, Solitaire!
The war horse passed the Bar K favorite, then came neck and neck with a red horse and a gray, battling for the lead at the edge of town. Buildings flashed past. Billy saw the finish line, his friends, his mother.
Come on, Solitaire!
A mighty final spurt of speed carried Solitaire ahead. Big Solitaire had won. That evening, Jeb Grundy had supper with Billy and his mother. After the meal, the soldier said,
"With cooking like that, your restaurant will sure be a success, Mrs. Winters."
"Mr. Grundy, I think you should take half the prize money. After all, Solitaire was your horse."
"Oh, I couldn't do that, ma'am."
"Why not be partners in the restaurant?"
"Oh, now, Billy."
"That's a fine idea. There'll be more work than I'm able to handle, and Billy has to be in school."
"I'd sure like a job in town, where I'd be near Solitaire."
"Then it's settled. We'll call our place the War Horse Cafe."
"That's a good name, ma'am. And I'm thinking we'll never forget the man who made it possible. The best friend any of us will ever have. The Lone Ranger."
"I'm Silver! Silver!